check it out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Podzilla 1985. And yes, Alex, we are recording one right now. Thanks for texting, buddy. Today we have Tanner, because it's Tanner Thursdays. Tanner, hello.
2 weeks in a row I'm here.
Two Tanner Thursdays in Woo-hoo! A row. You haven't skipped out on me.
I haven't. I felt bad for the 2 weeks that I missed.
I felt bad for the 2 weeks that you missed. Everyone always asked me. Well, nobody really asked me, but they're like, where's Tanner Thursday?
I know they ask when I'm not here to play games and eat food with them, because they ask me.
Jordan's always really
sad. He's bummed.
But then he never comes to it because he's always working.
He's starting to quit a couple times just because of Thursdays.
I think he just wants to quit in general.
I think he does too.
He get back in that.
Hey, Lindsay's here too. I hear her squawking over there. Lindsay Wolfgang from Blogzilla 1985 is here. Lindsay, hello.
Hi.
And Ethan Craig Miles is in the background somewhere.
Hello.
I love that little guy.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. Yay. We were going to have him on the show tonight because we're talking about remakes. We're talking about film remakes. I guess we could talk about game remakes too. But Ethan doesn't really know much about films. He doesn't go out much.
Him and Jordan are closely related.
Which would really lend more to he watches films, if you think about it. Because he doesn't go out much.
Yeah.
You know? But we're splitting hairs here. The reason now we came up with this topic, twofold reason. One, we didn't actually have a topic, and we had to try to come up with one at the last minute. Two, they announced today that they're remaking The Craft.
Yeah.
And that got me upset.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lindsay's upset. But we'll go over that in a second. We may actually give her first crack at it because she's pretty angry about something.
Mine's not really a remake, but I agree with
it. It's a remake of an old cartoon.
Fair enough.
Not technically a remake, because when we talk about remakes, what we're talking about is, like we talked on last week's show on the horror show, Friday the 13th.
Retelling of a story.
Yeah, Halloween.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. They did remakes for. And we're going to go over some of the good remakes, some of the bad remakes, and Psycho, which is in a realm of its own. Did you ever watch Psycho?
Uh-huh.
The original? Or the remake?
I don't remember.
Was it?
It was probably the original.
How can you not remember? Did it
Look,
have Vince
it
Vaughn
long...
or not? Is the question.
It did not have Vince Vaughn.
Okay, then it was the original. Yeah. So let's start this off talking about remakes. The reason Lindsay's here, I want to just jump right into it. Lindsay, you're upset whether this falls into the category of remakes or not. I think Tanner's trying to take a Zach Price style selfie of the crew here while we're recording. It did not work out.
No,
the way
I'm not.
To. Lindsay, you watched the trailer yesterday or the day before for Jim and the Holograms.
It was Monday. Yes.
And Tanner, I suspect you don't know much about Jim and the Holograms.
I'm going to say, no, I don't.
She was totally outrageous. I think she was cartoon's first transsexual. Am I right about that?
She was glam rock. She did just kind of resemble a drag queen, but no.
But that's gone now in the new trailer.
Yeah.
This is 80s. Yeah. 80s and 90s.
So much.
Did it ever hit the 90s or was it just 80s?
It was 80s.
This was in that same line of like G.I. Joe and Ninja Turtles where they were cartoons built to sell toys basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Hasbro
right.
thing.
Oh, Hasbro.
Yeah, Hasbro had a fucking chokehold on
that was
that
like
shit.
70% of my childhood.
Me too.
Hasbro and Bandai.
Bandai's still around. Is Hasbro still around?
Yeah, yeah. Hasbro's still around.
They still do the G.I. Joe films.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh. Who do you think does the new My Little Pony?
Oh, and they also did they also did Battleship.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I will give them all the credit in the world to have the balls to make a game or a movie based on fucking Battleship.
True.
It wasn't the greatest movie, but
I did not watch it.
It's not
bad. When your top actors in the film are like, I know Liam Neeson was in it. Don't give me shit.
Yeah.
But when your actors are like Rihanna and Brooklyn Decker, I'm out. I'm tapping out right there.
Nope.
But Lindsay, you watched Jim and the Holograms trailer. I watched it with you. As someone that didn't watch Jim growing up, because I watched Sailor Moon. That's bad enough. I got called gay for that alone. For someone that didn't watch Jim and the Holograms, I didn't think it was that bad of a trailer. But I saw you and Mimi and all your little friends
and 90% of the internet.
Yeah, they hate it. Now, why do you hate it so much? Why is this remake, or I guess more of an adaptation, but we'll get to remakes in a second. Why was this so offensive to you?
Because it's not Jim.
What is Jim?
The only thing they took were their names, and that she and Kimber are sisters. In this, they knocked it down to teenagers. The main plot point of the original Jim and the Holograms is Jerrica Benton is the music producer who uses their persona as Jim to be their rock star. And instead, they took a little girl who uploads a YouTube video, which I'm going to steal a person's internet thing that I read the other day, Bieber style, and just gets a contract that way. No, it's not the show at all.
Is this live action or is this?
Yes, it's live action.
It sounds like they're trying to take an old story and modernize it.
I mean, I'm going to go with everybody else that it feels more like a remake of Josie and the Pussycats, which, mind you, people give that movie crap. I enjoy Josie and the Pussycats, but this is just painful.
Did Jim and the Holograms ever have an origin story in the cartoon?
Yeah. Well, they're the beginning of the first five episodes was an origin.
But origin as in they were already singers and doing Jim and the Holograms, right?
Episode started that way, that it was like, oh, this is the big group, and then flashback style, this is how we came to be, and then after that took back over, where it was, this is the band, this is their premise, these are our bad guys, yada yada. There's no bad guys in this new one at all, other than possibly what I'm guessing is that their producer is going to be the one that's that.
All right, well, that brings up a problem with remakes. And is it a fair issue, or is it something that we just look at through nostalgic eyes and we get pissed off about? You said earlier that this is not the Jim that you remember.
It's not Jim, period. They took the names and threw it in. That's it.
Well, I mean, isn't that better to explore new routes with characters you're familiar with? Do you want the same story printed out again and again?
In this case, yes, because it hasn't been done since the cartoon. Nothing has come out
other than
the
original. But the cartoon's already been done.
Yes.
So why do it again?
They could still update it.
You can update it
with Sailor Moon Crystal.
Well, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, okay, mind you, this was done in the 80s. One of the big episodes on it was where they were going into barcode technology because that hadn't happened yet. They could switch it so it's more on the digital end, just upgrading stuff more as far as that goes.
Yeah, and I understand that, but isn't that kind of what they're doing?
No.
That they're taking the characters, they're making it, they're updating it.
Yes.
You know?
I will give them that. I can deal with the hideous, awful looks that they've given and basically turning her into Lady Gaga,
but that's what's popular now.
Yes, I understand that. I can forgive that. But the fact that they made her like a 16-year-old when they're supposed to be like young adults running the company at the same time.
But again, do you want the same story?
Yes.
Or wouldn't you like something new?
I want the same story.
I have no idea about any like the show you're talking about. Yep. But like for me, to go along with the same story, the Dragon Ball Evolution movie.
I want the same story. I don't want whatever the hell they did.
I know you hate Dragon Ball. I know it.
I like Dragon Ball.
Hey, I watched the movie though. I did watch the movie.
You watched that movie?
I watched that movie.
Oh, that didn't help his opinion any.
Hey, Emmy Rossum was beautiful.
Yes, she is. That's the best part of the movie.
And Ernie Hudson.
Emmy Rossum's the best part of the movie.
That's fucked up and you know it.
I want a story that's similar. I want a story that change some things, that's fine.
Well, look at Ninja Turtles. They made three original films, and then they made TMNT, and now they made the new Michael Bay version. Of course, everybody, and of course the cartoon, which everybody remembers.
Yeah.
Everybody hates the Michael Bay version.
I liked it. It angers me on the origin aspect, but other than that, I enjoyed the film.
Do you need the same origin over and over again? Like, if you're gonna do a remake, change it up. I mean, I don't want the same story. I don't want Spider-Man again, where I have to watch his uncle die 14 fucking times in a row. I know his uncle dies. Do something different, you know?
You can blame that on Sony.
I blame a lot of things on Sony. Well, okay, that brings me into my next point. Aside from The Craft, which I think is a movie you don't need to remake.
Yeah.
Because it was really good. It was one of my childhood movies. I remember
it
vividly.
It's timeless on its own.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic.
Really.
Neve Campbell, I think Rachel True, Fairuza Balk, and I always forget the other girl.
I never
could get through it. I just...
Her name was Robin, I think, maybe. Yeah. But, I mean, you never got through it.
I just couldn't do it.
That was a good movie.
I know. To me, I guess it seemed like a chick flick.
It is.
It is. I mean, it's about four witches.
Yeah, I know. And I get... Okay, for the fact that it was a chick flick at the time when it was popular to watch all the time,
You had no interest in watching four attractive girls.
Why you gotta spin it like that?
Well, I'm just saying. I'll give you a break on that because I don't want to drill you on The Craft because clearly you have some issues of the closet. But what I do want to mention is Spider-Man. I mentioned Spider-Man a second ago. Spider-Man is a film, and this is, to me, you can complain about the Ninja Turtle remake, you can complain about Psycho, you can complain about Jim and the Holograms to an extent, but Spider-Man to me is the everything that's wrong with remakes. You've remade Spider-Man with the new movie coming out three times in like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Three times in like 15 years. You've brought a new Spider-Man in.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Proof they're not doing it right. if they keep feeling the need to reboot it.
Well, see, I thought they did it fine the first time. Tobey Maguire
like
was
the
a
first
great
trilogy.
Spider-Man, yeah. There's Andrew Garfield, I could do without. I didn't like his films.
I like the stories of
I like the first
the Amazing.
I've still never seen the second one because you told me it was terrible.
Didn't you watch it with us then?
No. You guys watched
it
while I was at
terrible.
Work.
You didn't miss much. It was terrible.
It was not.
What did you like best? Emo Goblin? Scene Boy? Harry Potter? Hipster Spider-Man? Which was your favorite part?
Well, I don't...
Jamie Foxx as some blue dude? He was the blue guy? He was
I
the
liked
Avatar.
Him as Electro.
He wasn't bad as Electro. Chris Cooper was in that movie. Did you know that?
No.
Because he was only in it for about 5 minutes as the original Goblin, Norman Osborn.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
To die.
Yeah.
That was his whole gimmick.
Yeah, that's the only part I didn't understand. I'm like, why did they just skip over Norman completely?
Yeah, because they wanted to bring in Harry, who was supposedly his best friend ever, even though they never mentioned him in the first fucking film.
He was off at Academy somewhere.
Well, that... he needs to go back to that Academy.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. But, yeah, Spider-Man, it drives me crazy. Now that we're going to have another one just because they're putting it in the Marvel Universe, which is great.
I think it's going to be a better film.
It will be a better film. I agree. Because they do a good job over there at Marvel.
Marvel does an amazing job.
You know another Marvel adaptation that they've remade 3 times?
What's that?
The Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the 80s version with Dolph Lundgren, which is good.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody lie to you.
It's Dolph Lundgren. I mean.
He's the most underrated actor.
He really is.
Now, Lindsay, can you tell me why?
Oh, you're going to make me forget the quote.
Because of his big muscles and his spiky blonde hair and icy stare.
Okay.
It's in his... Never mind. Never mind. Kitten mittens. But they had the 80s Punisher, they had 2000 Punisher, and then they had Warzone. Mm-hmm. You've remade this character 3 times again. And they just keep pumping these remakes out. You know what else they're remaking?
Who's that?
The Blob.
Oh, no.
This is a 3rd remake of The Blob.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently the 80s version wasn't good enough.
Is it still going to be pink mucus?
I assume so, but with better CG. Because, I mean, the 80s movies is great when they had the practical effects.
Yeah.
That's something, if there was a movie back, you know, 70s, 80s, and, you know, if they come up with offering to make a remake for it, I give it the benefit of the doubt because technology is different now. It's better.
Yeah.
So, but I like practical effects.
I do too.
Practical effects are amazing, but they had a lot of CG in that movie, which probably could be retouched and redone. Cause,
yeah,
the CG wasn't great, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want them to remake The Blob because I thought the 80s version was so good.
Yeah.
And to me, it's going to be like The Thing when they made the prequel, which was also called The Thing. You've seen The Thing. I know you've seen The Thing, right?
I've seen, like, the original, not the prequel, but...
Okay. Well, you've not seen the prequel?
No.
It's not terrible, but they pretty much replaced almost all the practical effects with CG.
Oh, Lord.
Well, it doesn't look bad, but part of the charm of the original movie was that it was so gory, and they put so much effort into that gore, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like even though it probably costs more and takes longer to do, the CG effects just don't work as well, you know?
Yeah. And see, some movies with CG, I'll be sitting there watching a movie in the theaters, and I'm watching, like, God, the CG art is horrible.
It takes you out of the movie.
It does.
Like, we watched The Pyramid. Have you watched The Pyramid yet?
I don't think I've seen it.
Or Blood the Last Vampire was also really
bad. Or Blood
the
Last Vampire, yeah. They're not bad movies, but the CG really takes you out of it. You know, Star Wars was that way with me. With episodes 1, 2, and 3, I liked 2 and 3 a lot. 1, I...
Except you just knew that everything was fake.
You could tell everything was green screened. Like, you're hard-pressed to find an original shot on that film.
Talking about CG and Star Wars... When they came out with the remastered versions of 3, 4, and 6, or not 3, 4, 6, but 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one it was. I think it may have been 4.
You talking about Jabba?
Yeah, walking with Han. Or
yes,
putting
with
that Han.
Back in.
Yeah.
That looked
horrible.
Or he
just
horrible.
Looked flat and awful.
I think the worst part about that one was when Han stepped on Jabba's tail, but you could tell they just took the original shot and moved it up and then down.
Yeah.
It's like when Greedo shoots first. You can tell clearly... Greedo never took a shot, and that Han never ducked out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. But it's not really a remake, Tanner.
No, I know, but...
Stick to the subject material, buddy.
Well, we were talking about CGI, and it goes with it.
That's true. I guess that's true.
You know we always get off topic anyway.
This is Podzilla 1985.
Like Hunter Hendricks said, vintage Podzilla.
Yeah.
You know? Shout out to Hunter Hendricks, the new host of Podzilla soon. Yeah, think about it. let's talk about something you're a little bit more familiar with, because we touched on this last week. We didn't really get into it very much. Horror remakes.
Horror.
Goddamn, don't start this again. Horror remixes. Fuck! I know I'm fat! Sorry. Chancellor Francis there.
Easy, Francis.
Halloween and Friday the 13th are the first two that popped to mind, and both of those were terrible. No, not Friday the 13th and Halloween. Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street.
I like the House on Haunted Hill remake.
That one wasn't that bad. I like that too. But the original had Vincent Price.
I know.
How do you beat Vincent Price?
You don't.
You know?
But you named Friday the 13th. I had no problem with the Friday the 13th.
I still haven't seen it.
It's very good.
I mean, it's really hard to screw up a Friday the 13th movie. You have Jason walk out and kill people, and then someone at some point has sex. And I did see the sex scene from that film. And that girl is fucking amazing.
I'm assuming she's the one in the
bedroom. She's
an
amazing fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Your tits are perfect. They're just the perfect shape. Perfectly symmetrical.
Is this a quote from the film?
That
or are you just remembering
what you
thought?
That's a quote from the film.
Okay. Great dialogue, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's award winning. And people wonder why horror movies never win awards. Except for like The Exorcist, which is, I'm going to get hate mail for this, is one of the most boring horror films I've ever seen in my life.
It's because you were born in the wrong...
I should have been born in the 20s.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
You know?
Yeah, 50s.
I don't know. I feel like the 20s had less minorities.
Say, go ahead and apologize.
I'm sorry, minorities. God damn it.
Can't go one show.
I know. Vintage Podzilla.
Yeah.
But what about Nightmare on Elm Street? I know you hated that. You had
I
to have hated,
hated
that.
That movie.
It was terrible.
It was.
Walking
nightmares. You go so long without sleeping that you start having a nightmare while you're awake. That's literally one of the plots of the movie.
It's one of those movies like, it's like The Blob. There's no reason to remake it other than the fact that you want to make the graphics better.
I think what they honestly,
and they didn't even do that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to make a point because I hope Jesse Kimball's listening to this. He and I agree. There is a scene in the original Nightmare on Elm Street that is so effective where she is laying in bed sleeping. And Freddy pushes his face against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it with just like a screen or cloth. And he pushes against it and it looks great. And in the remake, they have the same scene, but they use CG. Mm-hmm. And it looks awful. Like there was no point in remaking this film. It is a classic. Don't remake classics. Remake terrible films and make them better.
Indeed.
Remake Sleepaway Camp, you know?
Judge
Dredd. That was a fucking, well, was that a remake?
It wasn't anything like the first. It was almost like I would almost call it a prequel because he wasn't quite as.
I would say it's a remake. I'm going to give Ethan credit on this one. And Dredd versus Judge Dredd is like night and fucking day.
Yeah.
Dredd is one of the greatest action films I've ever seen in my life. Judge Dredd, I still like because I like Stallone and I like Armando Santi and I like a lot of the people that were in that film. Not Rob Schneider. Not a Rob Schneider fan. He looks like a little Dwayne Johnson.
Really? You don't like You Can Do It All Night Long? You don't like any of those? Rob Schneider.
I think he had a quote after the Mel Gibson incident, which if you don't know what the Mel Gibson incident is, it's when he was arrested and he was drunk and he
blamed the Jews.
He blamed some Jews. He called a girl sugar tits. It was a little offensive. And Rob Schneider said afterwards he will never do a film with Mel Gibson. I don't think that's a fucking problem to begin with, Rob Schneider.
No.
I don't think Mel Gibson was clamoring to do The Animal Part 2 with you.
I want to ask you a question and you can see if you can answer this. Name one company that does films with Rob Schneider besides
Happy Madison?
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point he's going to turn up.
I'm talking
up,
about recently, like in
I'm
the last
sure
20 years.
He'll turn up in an asylum film at some point. Now there you go. We should do a show on that sometime.
Asylum movies.
Yeah, instead of doing remakes, do like the Mockbusters.
Yeah.
Like Transmorphers.
Foxes on a Kayak.
What's Up? That was like trying to confuse people when Up came out.
Oh, like one of those cheap. Yeah. And then they also did what? There was Transmorphers. There was,
Atlantic Rim.
Boa versus Python. Alien versus Hunter. One of my personal favorites. You know. That's terrible. There's a couple movies that they're remaking that just really make me mad. And I wish I had brought a list here. We're going completely off script today. No script, no notes, nothing. This is all improv. You can tell by
the
quality.
Woohoo!
Did you watch Let the Right One In?
No.
You've not seen that?
No.
Did you watch Let Me In? With a little girl vampire?
No. Did you watch it in English or in another language?
I don't think you've watched it at all. How have you not watched that film?
I don't know.
The original is really good.
Yeah, and it's like the American version is
really
much,
stupid.
It's like shot for shot. It's not bad, and it has Chloe Moretz Grace in it. But again, they added a scene where
she is so good in horror movies.
She is, but in this particular one, there's a CG scene where she's like flipping around on this guy biting him, which was completely unnecessary. Like again, why remake it?
Subtle is good.
Well, and I know from experience, people don't like subtitles. People would rather watch an American remake than,
can't read that.
Tanner, are you not in your head in agreement?
I am not. I can watch anything. If it's got subtitles, if it's a good foreign movie where the subtitles are easy to read, while I can also pay attention to what's happening in the movie.
Yeah.
No problem whatsoever.
What's your favorite foreign horror film? And we'll see if there's a remake of it.
I know there is.
Which one?
It's, I can't think of the name of it. Oh, this is The Ring.
Ringu?
Yeah.
And did you like the American version?
I did. Remake?
I think if there's anything Hollywood likes remaking more than, well, it used to be old films. Now it's films from 10 years ago. But yeah. If there's anything they like to remake more than that, it is foreign horror films.
Yeah.
Foreign films in general, but especially foreign horror films. Like The Grudge, The Ring, others probably. No, come on. Think of some more here. We got to get a better list than that. The Grudge, The Ring. Asa's probably listening to this, shaking because he wants to answer it so bad.
Well, he needs to show up here on a Thursday sometime.
We need to invite him at some point. We just usually forget to invite him. We have so many people out there that are on the cast or that have been on shows before, and they always say, why can't I get on shows? Why am I not on shows? Generally, it's because either we already had people there and it was just more convenient to say, hey, do you want to be on it? Or we just forget to invite them. You know?
That happens a lot.
Shannon's got a bad memory.
I have a bad memory, so I apologize to everyone out there. But I'm trying to remember right now. The Grudge, The Ring, what was that movie with the Shudder? Shudder was remade. One Missed Call.
That movie.
What was the movie with Kristen Bell where the world was coming to an end and the internet and she was lonely? What was the name of that movie? I'm going to need someone to look it up real quick.
Yeah.
Who's got access to a phone? All right. Well, God, everybody's pulling stuff out. Everybody's whipping it out over here on Podzilla 1985.
I just took off my pants and jacket.
Ethan just took off his pants and jacket. So jacket off? Jacket off. Hey, that's the Caesars. Yeah. I like that song. You know what? You just found the intro song.
Awesome.
Courtesy of Ethan Craig Miles. I'm going to try to remember this before these guys find it. They made like 3 sequels. None of them were good. Had Kristen Bell. You may remember her from Veronica Mars. And also from Heroes.
Or
when it was still good.
Assassin's Creed.
Or Assassin's Creed. And Frozen. Shit.
That Pulse.
Huh?
Pulse.
Pulse.
Pulse. That's what
I
it was.
I remember Pulse.
Yeah.
You lose, Shannon.
Ah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Have you watched any of those remakes?
I have not.
I thought you liked horror films.
When I say I like horror films, I like slasher.
So you don't get into the supernatural and stuff like that?
Recently I have.
Because of me?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I like psychological and not slasher.
I watched a preview of a horror film before I came in today.
What was that?
It was the Courtney Stodden sex tape.
Oh.
horror film.
I should have paid more attention there.
The horror film.
But yeah, I like slasher. I mean, I can, like right now, I like slasher so much, I can sit there here with, any of my friends and come up with a 40 to 50 minute haunted attraction.
Yeah.
Using ideas that I get from slasher films.
Well, what about slasher film remakes? There have been a couple.
There's been several.
I think Sorority Row was a remake. There was that Christmas movie, what was it called? Like Black Christmas or Silent Night, Deadly Night or something like that.
I had Black Christmas.
April Fool's Day was remade.
I haven't seen that one.
My Bloody Valentine was remade.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. And none of these remakes usually get very good ratings. But do you think it's because they're not good films or because, people compare it too much to the original?
When you say My Bloody Valentine, that wasn't really a remake so much as a sequel. Yeah, that was. What was the name of that movie?
Wait, what do you mean that was not a remake?
I know what movie you're talking about.
The one with the coal miner.
Yeah, that
had Jensen Ackles.
The newest movie?
Yeah.
It's a sequel. Have you not seen it?
I have, but I didn't know it was a sequel.
It's a sequel.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
You would stake your reputation on that.
I would. I've got both films at home.
You would dare say start a slap bet over that.
I would.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm not going to take that bet. So, if one of our listeners wants to take that bet, go for it.
I guess that's a good way to announce this, though.
I'm going to save that for the end.
Oh, okay.
I want to say that. That's how we'll close the show out. I'm still not done bitching about remakes.
Let me state this. We both said we hated the Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
It was awful.
It was awful.
Except for Katie Cassidy.
We say that because we've seen the original.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
If that movie had came out and the others hadn't existed, that would have been a damn good movie.
I don't know if I'd go as far as say damn good, but it wouldn't have been as hated for sure. Yeah, because anytime you have an original that is so good and you compare it to it, let's think of movies that they could viably someday remake and how pissed off will people be. I think they've already said they're going to remake The Godfather. No, not Godfather. Scarface.
Oh, God, no.
They're remaking Scarface. That's going to piss a lot of people off. They're remaking Ghostbusters. Or rebooting.
That's going to piss you off.
Yeah, I'm already not pleased.
Are they seriously doing two films?
Yes, because
they've had
me off.
Such mixed things from the fans.
That's what pisses me off about the Ghostbusters reboot, whatever you want to say, is that they felt the need to split it into two films, one all female, one all male. That's kind of offensive to me. Like, why can't you just have men and women in the movie together? Yeah. So I'm going to be a little upset when Ghostbusters remake comes out. What about, you know, they said the Star Wars movies were going to be remakes. Thank God they're not. They're continuations.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah. Because I always thought they were going to make Ashton Kutcher Han Solo. I don't know why. I had that fear. And like Zac Efron as Luke Skywalker, which I'm a Zac Efron fan. Don't get me wrong.
Did you see, what was the name of that movie? He did,
Neighbors?
17 Again.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. Was that the one with Jennifer Garner?
No.
Okay, then no, I've not seen it.
I can't remember the actor's name as an adult. He was on Friends.
David Schwimmer. Matthew LeBlanc.
No.
David Perry.
Matthew Perry. Yes, Matthew Perry.
Well, who's the other guy? It's still Matt LeBlanc, right?
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc. Yeah.
Matthew Perry.
But it was Matthew Perry. He was in this movie, and he ends up somehow going back to a 17-year-old body. Like, he doesn't time travel, he just gets younger. And the 17-year-old self is played by Zac Efron. And he ends up having to sneak into his best friend's house, who's a bigger nerd than all of us. And, like, he thinks somebody's breaking into his house, and they have a lightsaber fight. And it was damn good. Like, Zac Efron could do an actual lightsaber battle.
I'm glad you brought that full circle, because once you were done with that story, I was going to say, why'd you just explain to me the fucking plot to 17 again? But you brought it full circle. You finished it up.
You have such little faith in me.
I have little faith in humanity. That's
a different story.
That's called I'm old and I've learned a lot of things. Alien.
There have been a lot of remakes.
No.
Alien. They're going to remake it someday. They already did Prometheus, which pissed a lot of people off. Because it was supposed to be a sequel, then it was kind of a reboot, then it had nothing to do with Alien, then it was
kind of
like...
Okay, are they
going to
remake Terminator?
Well, I mean, with Terminator Salvation, or not Salvation, Genesis, they're pretty much retconning it.
Yeah.
You know? That's the other big thing, is they retcon movies, like X-Men Days of Future Past.
I can handle that,
I like
though.
The RoboCop remake.
I like the
I
RoboCop
loved it.
Remake.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
So, there are good remakes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And there are bad remakes. But the bad thing is that Hollywood just keeps pumping out remakes instead of coming up with new movies. Yeah. Where are the, we said this last time, the good movies now are the indie movies.
Yeah.
The big blockbuster films are usually either insulting to your intelligence, or they're just remakes of stuff you've already seen slightly tweaked. But the indie films, those are the good movies that you can be assured will someday be remade with a higher budget. Like Babadook, there will be an American Babadook.
I liked Babadook.
Yeah. No, there will be one.
What was the zombie one that was like Romeo and Juliet that we watched? I don't remember the name of it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Indie film.
Was it the one where they were... What?
Just never mind. Ignore me.
I was thinking...
I seriously don't know what she's talking about. When did we watch this?
Gosh.
A Romeo and Juliet film with zombies.
Yes.
Our style film, like...
Warm Bodies?
Yes, that's it. Warm Bodies.
That's not an indie film.
No?
That was mainstream.
Well, it was indie-esque looking.
It's indie-esque, I'd say. A little bit. It's not... It wasn't a big blockbuster.
It didn't make a shit ton of money, but it was...
It was a decent enough film. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was cute.
It had a different twist.
Movie. Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it. It was funny.
Yeah. I guess Romeo and Juliet, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Father, yeah, I could see
that. I mean, the daughter's name was Julie, And what was those zombies' name? R.
Oh, okay. Ah, yeah, I just got it.
Yeah.
It just dawned on me how terrible this is. Damn it. All right. You know what? I feel stupid now. I kind of want to end on that note.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. So
we'll try to make that connection.
In our debate on remakes, we got nowhere.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to throw a remake at you and tell me what you thought, if you've even seen it. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Which one?
The one with Jessica Biel. The actual remake of the first film.
I did see it. I think I saw most of it, and I didn't think it was terrible. But again, horror movies especially, and especially of that time period and of that caliber, when you remake something that good, you're going to get shit for it no matter what. You know, like Jessica Biel, I don't hate her. There was one particular movie she was in that I hated so much because I was misled. I think it was called Tall Man. It was supposed to be like kind of Slender Man-ish, and I didn't know what Slender Man was at the time. I watched this movie, and I won't ruin it for you in case you ever watch it, but it's not a horror film. I was pissed off. But Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it was okay. But again, I don't know. I felt like I've been there, done that. You know? I'm trying to think of a horror film that has been remade that I thought was better than the original.
Evil Dead.
Yeah, we're going to get hate mail on that too, but I thought the Evil Dead remake was better. It didn't
just
have
the gore level was
the gore.
Crazy.
It was a good old fashioned gory bloody film. It wasn't as original or as cool as the original Evil Dead.
Yeah. I didn't like the girl being Ash, but you know.
Well, she's not. Apparently, I mean, Ash is Ash. Remember after the credits?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Groovy and whatnot. They are. I don't know. What would you prefer? Let me put it this way. Would you prefer a remake or would you prefer a continuation of stories?
A continuation.
So let's say with Jim and the Holograms, would you prefer a new movie or would you prefer them to continue the story from the cartoon just in live action?
I would prefer a continuation, in all honesty.
But the problem with that is for the people that don't know what Jim is, you're alienating a bunch of people. And that's why
I'm fine with a origin story that's true to the original in this case, because nothing has been put out on it. Now, yes, when something has already been put out multiple times, like Ninja Turtles, okay, a spin is fine for the people that have known it, and you still need that original for the people that have just come into it.
Yeah.
Now, I could technically argue with the Gem stuff, the people that would mostly be watching it are going to be either people that watched it when they were younger like me, or may have kids that have been watching it on the Hub, because they've been rerunning Gem on TV, it's on Netflix.
Or the My Little Pony generation.
Or, yeah, ponies.
Those guys will eat up anything with pretty girls that they can crossplay. Oh, Tanner was going to say something, and now he's not.
Never mind.
All right.
I'm not handing out apologies.
All right. So in the case of creativity versus remakes, I think the jury can't really reach a decision.
I want new stuff. Screw remakes.
I want better remakes or make something. Well, have you seen what they put out?
If someone would finish a script and submit it somewhere.
Yeah, indie filmmakers. She's looking at me, but I'm going to talk to indie filmmakers. Keep doing what you're doing because you're the best part about the film industry right now.
Prime example. I'm not going to say Digging Up the Marrow because I don't want people to watch that film. And like most people, when they go to sit down and watch a film like that, like a horror film, they're going to be expecting something to jump out and scare them almost immediately.
Oh, something jumped out and scared me in that film.
Yeah, but that movie
was later on.
Yeah.
It did, but it was still good.
It's a good movie.
Well, the reason it was scary to me is because it built it up. It wasn't just mile a minute scares.
I want build up.
Like I Am a Ghost.
Yes, I loved that movie.
That was a slow movie, and I lost interest for the first 20 minutes or so.
Oh, I didn't. I was paying attention.
Well, I mean, she just repeated the same thing over and over again. But by the end of it, you understood why, and everything came full circle, and you went, oh. And then the dude came out of the the attic
I
and
like
scared the shit
having
out of
to think
with
movies.
His dong swinging everywhere.
Yeah,
by the way.
I remember.
Dude hung dong.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. All right. So,
I got something to add. Back on the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
I was looking it up because I was curious. Because I haven't actually watched the remake.
How have you not watched the remake? Jesus Christ,
Tanner.
You need
to borrow it.
Yeah, Tanner Thursdays is canceled from this point on.
Well,
from now on, it's going to be Ethan.
You said Ash was in the movie?
Day. Yeah.
They had an Ash character?
Well, they had a character who kind of represented Ash, but Ash was at the end as well.
Which like I forgot about.
The Ash?
Well, it was Bruce Campbell at the
end. Okay, I was about to say, it's got him listed as he was in the movie.
He does a cameo at the very end, after the credits. He takes his glasses off or something, and he says, groovy. That's it.
Okay.
But you can make the argument with Evil Dead that it's not a remake, but a sequel, because a lot of the stuff from the original films. Well, not only that, but the car that they drove up to the cabin in the original movies is
sitting
there
in the yard.
Yeah, and it's old and broken down, like it had been left there for a long, long time.
So yeah, you call it a.
It might be a remake.
I mean, and
might
the
be
book
a
could still be in the same place.
Yeah. I'm still thinking. The reason I hate remakes is because I'm thinking of all these movies that have come out recently that they'll probably remake in the future. They'll remake in 10 years. They'll remake Cabin in the Woods. They'll remake. I don't know what's some.
They'll remake Titanic.
I would be okay.
Yeah, they're
with
remaking
that.
Poltergeist. That's coming out this year.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If they're done well, go for it. If not, just leave it alone. Make new films.
I'd rather just have a continuation. I would.
Yeah, but they already made 2 sequels to Poltergeist. You can't really go any further.
Well, then leave that series the hell alone.
No. We can make some more money off of it.
Yeah, I know. Milk it for all it's worth, and then everybody's going to hate the entire series.
That's called capitalism, buddy.
Well, this is the problem.
Welcome to America. Welcome to America, motherfucker.
Let me point something out to you. The Friday the 13th series.
Never made a dime.
It made a lot of dimes.
Sorry.
But, like, it's hated on so much by a lot of people for a few movies. Like, you come out with Part 5. Jason's not there.
Right.
Jason X.
Yeah.
People shit on the remake because it's a remake.
Yeah.
You know, they hate the series for those reasons.
So you want another Friday the 13th movie?
I would love one. And there's talks of it.
They've been talking for a while, though.
Yeah, but what they're talking about making?
Yeah.
I'm ecstatic about
it. I'm excited. Found footage.
I love that genre.
I love found footage films, too. Yeah.
And anthologies.
That's another one that gets a lot of shit is found footage films.
I love them.
I think they're great. If done right.
Yeah.
Because for every, you know, Blair Witch Project, you have...
Don't say it. I best say don't bring up Part 2.
Oh, Blair Witch 2 was awful. I was going to say the new Hellraiser.
Oh.
Apparently it was found footage. From what I understand, I have not touched that thing with a 10-foot pole because that's one of those movies that they made just to keep the rights to.
Yeah.
You know, there's no thought that went into that film. I don't know. But they're going to keep pumping out remakes and we'll keep watching them because we're salivating dogs.
Yeah.
So let's stop talking about it before we get angry. What I do want to talk about before we end the show, Tanner, we talked about your slap bet. Me and Zach talked about it on this gets confusing because we talked about it on the Saturday show, which we recorded on Wednesday. Which I meant to post before today, and now the Saturday show, some of that's not going to make sense. Whatever. Who cares? For the 6 people that listens to this, they don't care.
We're time traveling.
Tell me about what we came up with slap bet, because I want the world to hear it. I want Zach Price to hear it, so he can't welch out on the bet.
The rules laid down by our commissioner.
Which is me, because I'm lord of everything.
Slap bet commissioner the bet is, I'm a Anaheim Ducks fan. Hockey.
The Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks. Yeah. Well, now the Ducks.
They're not mighty anymore.
They're not mighty. Well, they're playing better than the Mighty. Zach is a Chicago Blackhawks fan.
Right.
And they're getting ready to play each other in a 7-game playoff. And Zach and I came up with a bet that if the Blackhawks win, Zach gets to slap me live on tape on an episode of Podzilla.
Which we will record. And we will post this on our Facebook.
If the Ducks win, I get to slap Zach on an episode of Podzilla.
Which we will record and post it on our Facebook.
Either way, it's getting recorded.
Yes.
Yeah, someone's getting slapped.
The new...
On our Facebook.
And post it on our Facebook.
The new stipulation is, you have to win the series by 4 games. So, say the Blackhawks come out and win 4-0, 4-0, Zach gets to slap me 4 times.
Right.
If the Ducks come out and win 4-2, I get to slap Zach 2 times.
Okay, so every person that wins, for every win for each team, that's a slap to the other person.
Well, for every win, like, all right, say there's 4 wins.
Yeah.
And 2 losses, that's 2 slaps.
Oh, okay. So if you win 4-0, you get 4 slaps.
Yes.
If you win 4-2, you get 2 slaps. Yeah. If you win 4-3, you get 1 slap.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I understand it a little better.
Yeah.
The rules
why
that we came
up with.
Why
are we being slap happy?
I don't know, because these guys are idiots.
Do you willingly want to take the chance of getting slapped?
Well, one, it's Zach Price. He slaps like a little sissy. Let's look at him. Those little bony arms. And then
the
other,
opportunity.
Yeah, the opportunity. Because everybody that listens to Podzilla wants to see Zach Price get the shit slapped out of him.
But you know, because of that, he's going to end up winning.
We'll see.
I'll say it right now. If I lose the bet, I will sit here willingly and take the slaps.
I don't know why it starts. I agree with it, it's like the first place. Week, I think.
Okay, well, fans, pay attention to the games because somebody from Podzilla is getting the shit slapped out of them, and you're going to see it live on tape, as they say.
I will say this. I don't. If I win, if I say get two slaps or three slaps, I'm not going to do them all in one episode.
I'm going to spread them out.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting here.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be during an episode. The point is you just get a slap.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What I want you to do is wink at me. I'll start filming. And then when Zach sees the camera and goes, why are you filming this? You just slap the shit out of him. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Now you need to sit down and watch How I Met Your Mother so you can understand the entire thing.
I'll pass.
At least watch the slap bit parts.
It's
funny.
I'll watch Allison Hannigan. That's all I'll
watch.
But
like Zach doesn't know what he has coming to him.
I think when he looks at you, he sees what he has coming to him.
It's the slap of a million exploding suns.
That's a lot.
I'm done with this. Tanner, we're wrapping this up. Okay. We start talking about shows
this
that I don't
like
watch.
This feels like a WWE promo.
Well, I mean, it was more exciting than a WWE promo. Payback's this Sunday, and none of us are excited. But you'll hear about that on Saturday's show. We have Wrestling Unscripted this Saturday with Double H, myself, Jordan, and Zach. Tanner, you will be at the Sunday show, hopefully, to do the reaction show. Lindsay, you will not. But we will see you, fans. We're going to wrap this up. Tanner, thank you so much. Lindsay, thank you so much. We'll see you guys on Sunday for the reaction show to Payback. It's not going to be pretty.
Not at all.
And next Tuesday, I think we're either doing the Sailor Moon show that got canceled this week, but I want to get a show in for David Letterman. Because David Letterman's last week is next week, and if there's anyone that's almost as big of, or maybe even a bigger influence on me than George Norrie from Coast to Coast, is David Letterman. I follow the man my entire life. I love David Letterman. I want to talk about David Letterman. So we'll do that next week. You guys have a great night. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Saturday, and we'll see you at Payback. Tanner, go ahead and get a last goodbye in, because that's the gimmick, that I say goodbye, and then before I can hit stop, some motherfucker on the show says something. After I say it. So I'm watching both of you. Good night, guys. Have a great evening.
Night.
God damn it!